Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. In for Sasha Pfeiffer, I'm Barbara Howard. Longtime Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger is putting up no fight at all as a judge prepares to sentence him tomorrow for his racketeering, money laundering, and extortion convictions. At a sentencing hearing this morning, the judge heard testimony from the relatives of 12 murder victims, but Bulger had nothing at all to say when the judge gave him a chance to speak. WBUR's David Boeri, who has covered this long search for Bulger and his recent trial, joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Barbara.
Well, before we get to Bulger's decision not to respond in court, let's start with the families. Judge Denise Casper decided to let the relatives of all 19 people that Bulger had been accused of killing talk to the court. 12 of them did come forward, and it sounds like they had a range of things to say.
That's right. Beginning with anger, Steve Davis, the brother of Debbie Davis, murder victim who was strangled back in the 1980s, as he was trying to compose himself to talk to Bulger, he burst out saying, "I have so much hatred in my heart." Then there's Terry Barrett Bond. She's the daughter of Bucky Barrett, who was shot in the back of the head in the 1980s. And she said to him, "Would you please pay attention? Will you please look?"
I said, "I don't hate you. I don't have that authority, because I'd be judging. And I hate his choices, though, the choices that he has made." So I asked him if he had remorse. And he didn't answer me, but I believe he does. And I want him to know that I forgive him for what he's done.
This was the transcendent moment in the courtroom today. And he didn't look at her. Then comes Billy O'Brien. Billy O'Brien is born 4 days after his father was murdered. He's gone through his entire life searching for anything.
I said I've been carrying a lot of baggage around and emotions around with me my whole life, which is true, and I'm honestly prepared to leave that all here today.
So here you have another victim who's expressing relief. It's over. It ends today. And then there's David Wheeler. And Wheeler is a victim who's pointing his finger at the FBI. And the Department of Justice, because, of course, the FBI, evidence indicates, aided and abetted Bulger. David Wheeler's father, Roger Wheeler, a businessman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bought a sports betting paramutual company called World High Lie. He was shot between the eyes in 1981, according to the testimony, on the orders of Bulger.
The FBI has protected him. They have supervised him. And without the FBI, my father would be alive today. My father trusted the FBI. That's why he got into that business, why he bought it. It was, he told me over and over again, the FBI keeps it clean.
Getting back to Bulger himself, while this testimony was given, what was his reaction?
There was practically no reaction at all. Everyone is facing right, stage right, where the victims are making their impact statements. Everyone, that is, but Bulger. Bulger is looking straight ahead. He was cold, unresponsive.
To the disappointment of many people there, Bulger chose not to say anything when he was given a chance. Why do you think he didn't try to at least save himself from a long sentence?
Well, he wasn't going to save himself from anything by talking here. That's a done deal. There is nothing in the federal sentencing guidelines that would allow a downward departure from a maximum of life. This is not somebody, after all, who turned himself in. It's not somebody who's taken responsibility. That's a foregone conclusion. But why he didn't choose to speak in what is probably his last public moment, his last opportunity to speak in public before he goes away forever, is a mystery.
WBUR reporter David Boeri. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.